If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, everybody. This is Mike Wilson, and I am filling in for the Dorf Man, who is on a well-deserved vacation. Parts unknown, but we wish him a very relaxing time wherever he's at. But never fear, I have the man, the myth, the legend in Mitch Dorf, otherwise known as Mitch in Santa Monica, to join us. Mitch, are you ready to talk some sports this morning?
Mike Wilson, how are you this morning? I am absolutely ready to go here. I mean, it is an Andy Dorf world of sports, but we're just passing through today, just hoping we just won't burn the house down, you know? The cat's away, the mice will play. Let's get it on.
Yeah, let's get it on. We got NBA to talk about. We have a very interesting ending in the NHL Stanley Cup final from the other night to talk about. Major League Baseball with our friend John Poulter is going to be joining us. So stay tuned, everybody. There's a lot to get to, and we will get to it on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Check out CollectibleExchange.com and use code RADIO20 for 20% off between now and Father's Day. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's code RADIO20 at CollectibleExchange.com.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. Once again, Andy Dorf is on vacation. Mitch Dorf, Mitch in Santa Monica, is rolling with me today. But we, as always, every weekend, we have our professor of sports join us, and he comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada, John Poulter. John, how are we doing today? How's everything up in the frozen tundra up there?
Well, we're doing okay, thanks, Mike. It's a little cool and a little overcast, but not exactly the frozen tundra, but I'm sure it's not as warm as where you are down in Arizona.
Oh, no, to say the least, it's a little toasty down here, but you know what? It sounds like your whole country's on fire right now, so it's just I'll take the heat, not the fire. So
good chunk of it, especially in the north.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we'll start off talking NHL hockey. It's the Stanley Cup Final. Last Saturday night, or you know, last night was a hotly contested game, and it went through. And talk about being hotly contested, it was contested all the way until after the final buzzer. Just give me your thoughts about what Vegas did, what the Panthers didn't do, and what you thought about the extracurricular activities, past the buzzer.
Well, I think it goes back to the Thursday night game, actually, Mike. For most of the Thursday night game, you got the impression that Vegas were kind of cruising. They thought they had the game locked up. Then they gave up a very late tying goal, I think in the 17:40-somethings of the third period. They gave up a tying goal, put the game into overtime, then lost it in overtime at 4:27, I believe, was the time of the overtime goal. So I kind of had to think that Vegas would come out running last night based on the fact that they probably felt the Thursday game got away from them. And that's exactly what they did do. They came out, they played very hard. They got a bit of a fluky goal early, about a minute 39, I think, into the first period. Bobrovsky looked absolutely terrible on the goal. That sort of took the crowd out of the game and I think got Vegas going in the right direction. Then it was fairly even for the rest of that period. Then all of a sudden in the second period, they upped it by two more goals, 7:28 and 11:04, to make it 3-0. And once again, they looked like they were cruising. And Thursday night version 2.0 came back, and all of a sudden we see Florida get back into the game with a goal late in the second period and then another one to make it 3-2 very early in the third period. Vegas then held on. The last 7 or 8 minutes were extremely tense. Florida had several opportunities to tie the game, including a short 17 or 18 second power play at the end of the third period. It looked like they might even tie the game, but Aiden Hill made a couple of great saves to keep Vegas in the game. Then there was the extracurricular that you speak of after the game, and I think that's just an indication of how tense and edgy this whole series has been. We haven't seen any fisticuffs, but we've seen a lot of pushing, a lot of shoving, a lot of face washing, a lot of stick work, some pretty nasty, sneaky stuff. These are two teams, obviously, that I shouldn't say don't like each other, but realize the stage that they are on, the opportunity for each of them to win their first Stanley Cup. They don't want to let it get away, and there's a lot of pushing and shoving in and around the crease, and of course defenders always take umbrage to that when an opposing forward starts touching the goaltender, and I think that's sort of what's leading to it. I don't like it. I think it spoils the game. It's a bad advert for the game, but unfortunately it's the way that the game is, so I don't expect it to be any different when they go back to Vegas for Game 5 on the Tuesday night.
Hey, John, this is Mitch. Nice to talk to you again.
Likewise, Mitch. Always fun to work with you.
Yeah. You know, watching the game last night, first of all, I thought the Florida, their first goal, the Montour goal, was kind of like, if you want to call it a cheap goal, it looked like he was kind of centering it across the crease and it goes off, I forget which night's skate, but just kind of goes into the goal. And kind of like the opening Stevenson goal, you know, it's kind of like one of those fluke goals, but yet it got Florida back in the game. Up to that point, though, I just thought the Knights were completely dominating both periods. Their energy was, they seemed to be really outskating the Panthers. Then in the third period, I thought it was flopped around, and I think that's where the game really turned, where I thought the Panthers came out with a lot more energy in the third period, and we're able to get it back to somewhat in a situation, like you said, where Thursday night, where we're waiting for that last goal to send into overtime. Kind of want to think your thoughts and your thought about the energy level of both teams throughout the game.
Well, I think it's exactly the way that you pointed out, Mitch. And, you know, I think you and I share our thoughts on the fact that Vegas was dominant for the first half of the game and when we're sort of controlling it. Then, as you say, that fluky first Florida goal, it sort of looked like something from a pinball arcade. In fact, I think it went off two sets of skates. I think both defensemen's skates actually touched that puck before it went into the Vegas net. And, you know, as usual, when you get a fluky goal like that, it often turns the game around and gives you some confidence and makes you think that maybe you do have a chance. And then, you know, Barkov scored the goal early in the third period to get them right back in the game. So, I kind of think these two games were similar. The turning point was a little bit different. The turning point on Thursday night was a lot later in the game with the tying goal coming in the last couple of minutes. Florida got themselves back into the game, and even though it was a much different deficit on Saturday night, they were down 3, whereas on Thursday they were only down 1. So longer period to get back in the game, but also a bigger deficit to make up. So in a lot of ways, these games were similar. And I, to be honest with you, I don't see Game 5 on Tuesday night being a whole lot different. I think the first goal is going to be super important, as it always is in these games. But because of the atmosphere in Vegas, if Florida gets that first goal, it maybe takes the crowd out of the game a lot more because they are such a vocal crowd. If Vegas gets it, I think they just start to see the snowball rolling, and I think that will give Vegas a lot more opportunity to get rolling. I think Florida's biggest problem right now is the fact that Matthew Tkachuk is obviously playing hurt. You see him skating around in the warm-up, and he's basically only got one hand on his stick. It almost looks to me as though his left arm is giving him a lot of trouble, but he's not mentioning anything about it. How serious that is, I don't know, but if you looked at his ice time in the third period last night for a game that was as close as it was, I thought his ice time was a lot lower than I would expect it to be. So I think this guy's really hurting.
You know, John, real quick here, because we're coming up to the break here. You know, Kachuk, if he's unable to go, is that something that's just going to maybe snowball it for Vegas, like you said? Or is it going to, is it just going to kind of ruin the chances of the Panthers if he can't go?
Well, I think he's such a key piece of that team, especially in the playoffs, you know, two overtime goals and a late game winning goal. So essentially call it three overtime goals. I just think he's the heart and soul of that team, certainly from a scoring standpoint. If he is unable to go, clearly it's a major problem. I don't see him not playing. I see him playing, but I don't see him playing at much more than 70%. And then you get down to the usual question, is 70% of a star player better than 100% of a non-star player? I don't think they can afford to sit him out. If there's any way he can go, he will go.
And, John, tell me about this. I mean, the Knights are on the verge of a Stanley Cup here. This would be the first one, obviously, in franchise history, first one in major sports history to that city. If you comment a little bit about what that would mean, not only to Las Vegas, but to hockey, to have now a Stanley Cup winner in Las Vegas.
Well, you know, to your point, Mitch, the first pro franchise in Las Vegas, subsequently joined by the Raiders and supposedly going to be joined by the Athletics in the next couple of years. I think it's something that the NHL would like to see simply because they've promoted Vegas. They were happy to be the first pro sports franchise there. But on the other hand, they'd be happy to see Florida win too, because Bettman has been very supportive of teams in the non-traditional hockey markets. And obviously Florida and Vegas would both fit into that category.
Yeah, we commented last week how... how ironic it is that you have Miami and Las Vegas 20 years ago. You'd say, yeah, Miami and Las Vegas are playing for the Stanley Cup, and you would laugh at that.
Yep. Yeah, you would. You'd think it was probably a college basketball tournament.
What did you say, Mike?
Yeah, no. I absolutely would agree with that. You know, John, we will come back with you, our professor of sports, John Poulter, Mitch Dorf, Mike Wilson, holding it down on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day?
That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. Andy Dorf is on vacation, but don't fear. We got the next best thing in terms of radio. We have Mitch Dorf, otherwise known as Mitch in Santa Monica. We are also joined at the moment by John Poulter, our professor of sports, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We just finished talking about the Stanley Cup Final. Let's switch a little bit. Let's go Major League Baseball. John, I look at the standings, John, and I just sit there and am just amazed at kind of just what we're seeing here in terms of, you know, just dominance by some teams, and some teams, it's just like, do they even know how to play baseball? I mean, I hate to sound so kind of black and white with it, but you look at a team like Tampa Bay that has been so dominant since the jump, since since the season started, and then you look at Oakland, and it's just like, holy hell, like what's all going on there? But explain to the masses here, you know, just Tampa Bay's dominance. Atlanta has been playing well. They're at 40 wins. Arizona, the home team here in the desert, like they got a 2.5 game lead on the Dodgers. I mean, we haven't seen anything like this here in the desert with our Diamondbacks in an awfully long time, so it's kind of nice to see that. But just kind of explain just what's going on in baseball at the moment.
Well, I think if you look at the Tampa Bay situation first, Mike, which was the first one you raised, I think in terms of Tampa Bay, it's a couple of things. Firstly, it's, once again, their great development of pitching. These guys seem to be able to trade or release pitchers that we think are really good pitchers, good players, and for some reason or other, they always seem to be able to come up with good replacements, usually cheaper replacements from their own farm system. It's almost like these guys have a real farm system in terms of they grow these pitchers, because they seem to have better pitchers
right. That
come out of nowhere every year. And we all know what a big piece of the game that is. I think you combine that with the fact that the Yankees, Toronto, and to some extent Boston have not performed at the levels we expected them to. I think the Baltimore Orioles have been an equally pleasant surprise. 40-24, there's still a number of games behind Tampa, but Baltimore has continued that trend we saw from them last year. So I think that's a big piece of what's happening in that race. If you look at the National League West, your Diamondbacks, so the 2.5 game lead over the Dodgers, we all know how good the Dodgers have been over the last decade. Dodgers not playing as good a baseball as we have become accustomed to seeing. Here's a key factor in my mind. The Dodgers are 14-15 in games against teams with better than .500 records. You expect the Dodgers to play better against all teams, even the teams that are above .500. By contrast, Arizona's 16-13. So that's kind of where the difference is in 29 games for each team against the better teams in the league. The Diamondbacks 16-13, the Dodgers 14-15. So that's the difference right there. They're both 23-12. One's 23-12, one's 23-13 in the other games against the less than 500 teams. So the Diamondbacks are playing better against the better teams, and I think that's been the difference. And a very pleasant surprise for the Diamondbacks has been the left fielder, Corbin Carroll. Here's a kid that's a rookie. He's got 13 home runs. He's hitting .301, and he's knocked in 32 runs, and he's kind of doing it sort of off the radar because those of us in the East don't see these teams very often, and there's a name that kind of keeps popping up at the top of the stats list, and you look at it and you say, who is this guy? You do a little research, you find out he's a pretty decent player.
John, how much do you think the new rules are playing in to all this and how each team has embraced it? I mean, we've seen pitchers like Corbin Burns, knowing it's a 3-2 count and picking off a runner. We've seen batters gaming pitchers. How much do you think the whole new rules with this pitch clock is really affecting the standings and how each team and manager is embracing it?
I think there are huge factors, Mitch. I was at the Toronto-Houston game on Wednesday night, and Romano had not given up a leadoff double in the top of the ninth inning, we'd have been in and out of that ballpark in 2 hours, and that's just almost unheard of in Major League Baseball today. I think the pitch clock has been very good. I think that the bigger factor to me is the elimination of the shift, and I think the left-hand hitters, especially the slower-paced left-hand hitters, have benefited the most from that. So it's brought a little bit more offense into the game, and anytime you can bring more offense into the game and subsequently more runs, you're going to get a more exciting game. So I think that's been a huge factor. I was watching the Twins-Blue Jays game yesterday, and Carlos Correa was right on the borderline of being inbounds and out of bounds in terms of the shift. He was about as close to second base as a shortstop can get without passing over the line, and he was had his heels on the outfield grass. So if he'd have taken a half a step backwards, he would have been out of position in terms of the new rules. So I think that's sort of how some of these teams are trying to counteract it. But I think one of the bigger subtle changes, if you want to call a three-inch change in the size of a base subtle, I think that's been a huge factor. And, I take a look at the stolen base numbers because I wanted to look at how much that had actually influenced the game this year. And you look at the stolen base numbers for the year, and a rookie, Esturi Ruiz of the Oakland Athletics, who I think had 4 at-bats in the major leagues prior to this season, is leading the major leagues with 31 steals. And that sounds like a lot of steals, and it is a lot of steals, but what to me is even more impressive is if you look at the guy that's in second place, somebody by the name of Ronald Acuna Jr., who has 28, and we've been talking all season about how great a season Acuna has had. So, here's a rookie with 31 stolen bases, more than Acuna, who we all consider one of the best players in the game right now. That, to me, is an indication that those 3 inches on each of those bases, 6 inches shorter to steal first to second, I think that's been a huge factor, and I think it's showing up in the numbers. And I think that's changing the strategy of the game a little bit, too, because we're getting back to a little bit more small ball.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. John, look, I know it's only mid-June. Like, we're getting close to mid-June, but the trade deadline is August 1st. What are some teams that you think are going to have to maybe start making some tough decisions? Or I'm sure they're probably always starting to think about it, but what do you think is going to go on there?
Well, I think the team that's got the toughest decisions to make, unless they pick up their paces in the next 30, 45 days, is the St. Louis Cardinals. Here's a team that we expected to see in the postseason hunt. They're in last place in their division. Granted, they've played about 60% of their games against teams over 500, so you have to think that when the law of averages catches up with them, their schedule will soften up a little bit and their record might get a little better. But, they keep going on these 5 or 6 game streaks where they look terrible, then they'll play well for 3 or 4 games, and they'll go on another terrible streak for 4 or 5 games. I think with the payroll that the Cardinals have and the quality of players they have on that roster, they expected a lot more. The big question is for St. Louis is, do they go out and fortify what they've got, or do they try and move some of the bigger contracts they have and do it that way. I think that's going to be a huge factor. I think San Diego is going to make some kind of a move. Here's a team that was talking about being in the race with the Dodgers, had World Series aspirations, find themselves two games below 500, fourth place in the National League West. You know that's not going to sit well. Same thing with the New York Mets. Everybody thought the New York Mets were going to be one of the top teams in the league. They're 31 and 34. They've had an absolutely horrible season. Some of it's been injury-related. A lot of it's just been bad baseball. I can't see Steve Cohen sitting back and letting that major investment that he's made in that team and that payroll that he's got, I can't see him letting that go. I think some changes are going to be made, whether it's on the field, in the manager's office, in the front office. Hard to tell, but I think you're going to see the Mets do something. Texas may want to be a little bit more stronger in terms of their pitching staff, especially with the injury to DeGrom this week. He is now out for the season, so they're still in first place, a five-game lead over the Astros, but I think they could probably do with a little bit of a top-up. The only team that, to me, is probably in a good position right now and unlikely to do very much is the Atlanta Braves. Still, to me, the best team in the National League, four-and-a-half-game lead. Everything seems to be working out in Atlanta. So I think those are the teams that probably have the most thought between now and the 1st of August, Mike.
Yeah, hey, John, once again, it's always great to have you on the program to get your perspective on Stanley Cup hockey and Major League Baseball. We will talk to you next week, buddy.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay safe, and we'll chat next week.
All right, guys, that's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, here on the Dorfron Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back after these words.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is Ron Barr. Father's Day was always special for me and my dad. We'd go to a ball game, maybe go fishing, or even take a trip. They were the things that made Father's Day unique and unforgettable for us. I've got a suggestion that will make it the same for you and your dad. Give him the Omaha Steaks, Dad's favorite grill pack. I can't think of a better way to celebrate his day than barbecuing with your dad. Just visit omahasteaks.com, type in sports in the search bar, and order the Dad's Favorite Grill Pack for just $99.99, and you'll get 8 free burgers. I've tasted all of this from Omaha Steaks, and I guarantee you'll like it, and so will your dad. Give your dad more than just a gift. Send him an experience he can share with you. Don't give your dad something electronic or a book or a tie. Just go to omahasteaks.com and order the Dad's Favorite Grill Pack today. You'll save over 60% plus receive 8 free burgers with your order. It'll be a Father's Day your dad and you will always remember. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword sports.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorbone Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I am joined this week by Mitch in Santa Monica, otherwise known as Mitch Dorf, filling in for the one, the only LeBron James of radio, Andy Dorf. But, look, Mitch, you and I, we still had a few more questions for John. I wanted to discuss some stuff, and I know you still want to talk baseball what you perceive. And I kind of think about it, and it seems like they're up too, but ejections in Major League Baseball. Tell me your thoughts about why you think the ejections are up in the MLB.
Well, first of all, I wanted to just say thanks again to John. I brought up the point about the new pitch clock. And John is basically saying, pitch clock is one thing, but the size of the base is really what is dramatically changing baseball. And, that's why you have a guy like John Poulter on, because he's the professor. He figured that out. And no one is talking about the size of the base. But yet, and everyone's pitch clock. And here it is. He kind of like lays it out for us. So, man, every week that guy just enlightens me. And for you and Andy to have him on is just such a treat to really expand everyone's knowledge and see not just a two-dimensional image that's on the screen in front of you, but to really go three-dimensional on the game. What a great point he brought up about that. That being said, this whole idea of the pitch clock is that I don't know if everyone, and including the umpires, really get it. Now, I was trying to do some research, and I can't necessarily find it, but it sure seems to me like the ejections are way up. I mean, last night the Philly manager, Rob Thompson, gets ejected in the sixth because of him and the umpire don't see eye to eye in the pitch clock. Batters coming in and out. Pitchers are trying to gain advantage using it, and you see strikes and things are all over the place. It just seems very, very. It just doesn't feel comfortable. Write to me right now what's going on with baseball. As much as they're trying to speed up the game and make it more watchable and quicker, I think it's been kind of messing with it, with all these people not really understanding the game, which is causing to arguments, is causing to ejections, Mike.
No, as you bring that up and I'm listening to you speak, I agree. I've seen a couple of Diamondback games this year. When the Red Sox were in town, I took my son because that's his team. And when we sat down and kind of got seated a little bit and kind of figured out our surroundings a little bit, the first thing my 18-year-old son said was, man, the bases are bigger. Like you could tell it from where we were sitting. I mean, we had decent seats, but I mean, it was fairly easy to mention. And if I was a manager, I would be stealing all the time. All the time. Bigger bases. Plus, the pitchers, they can't throw over to first base all the time. They get two throws over the first, and then once that is done, like, I'd be sending my guys all the time to kind of generate some runs, get guys in scoring position, that kind of thing. And then you bring up the pitch clock. I felt watching the Red Sox series here in town. Yeah, the pitch clock is kind of speeding it up a little bit. Guys can't, pitchers can't sit there and lollygag on the mound, and the batter's got to be ready. There's no more of this Nomar Garcia Parra adjusting the shin guards, the wrists, the batting gloves, the armor that they wear up there every single time. So you wonder at the end of the year what the statistics in terms of ejections and disagreeing over certain aspects of the rule changes is going to have, and just what other statistics are going to come with it. But it's certainly a change in the game. I don't necessarily mind it. The only rule change that I wish would just go away, because it makes it seem like Little League baseball, is if it goes to extra innings, you get the guy on second to start the inning. I think that's a bunch of crap. These guys are professionals. Let that play out how it plays out. I don't know how you feel about that rule, Mitch, there, but that's just the way I feel about it.
Well, the California, whatever they call it, rule, I mean, we did that in Little League and whatnot, and that's something that's actually not new for this year, if I remember. That was there last year,
right.
Even the year before.
Right.
But so that was something that I get it, and I remember being at the game for the first time and going, oh, right, what's that guy out there doing? And it actually was kind of, it added an excitement to it, and there was a sense of finality, and you had, you know, for the most part, you know, fans these days can't afford a full season package and go 81 games. Back in the, you know, when I was a kid, and you know, my family had season tickets, and you know, my dad was a team dentist for the Brewers, and he would go to probably, gosh, you know, 55 of the home games at least. You know, no one really has the time or the money to go to these games. So when they go there, they want to be able to be entertained and to find some conclusion and not have to sit there for seven hours possibly, or, you know, or let's just call it what it, you know, 3 hours, 3.5 hours. But what John brought up and what he said is that he was watching a game, it could have ended in 2 hours. And what I'm getting, and I'm curious what your thoughts are, since you've been to a game this year, I have not been in the ballpark yet this year, but just watching it on TV, is I think they may have sped up the game too fast. I mean, you know, we've seen already where teams dialed back their beer sales from what used to be the eighth inning to the seventh inning, and then they realized, wait a minute, we can't do that. We just lost all this revenue. You know, Major League Baseball, I think, may have forgotten that, you know, it's really about selling beer and concessions out there, if you think about it, when you go to the ballpark, and they were losing, you know, a full 25, 35 minutes worth of beer sales. Now, teams have dialed that back because they realized their staffing, it wasn't worth it, people weren't buying the beer. But here it is, I'm not sure in terms of the dollar cents in the revenue when it comes to concessions, when it's all said and done, where that's going to fall, and our ticket price is then going to go up even more, and people won't be able to afford it. So I'm just curious, you know, that when you were at that game, because I've heard from people where they're thinking, I can't even get up and go to the bathroom because I'm gonna miss something. It's like being at your favorite artist, you know, rock concert. It's like you don't want to miss a song. You don't want to miss a pitch. Back in the day, you could actually get up and, you know, they do a pitching change, whatever this, and between any, and you can come back, and you still got another 2 hours plus ahead of you. If you miss, you know, a couple 15 minutes, you potentially lost 10-15% of the game that you were there to watch, Mike.
Right. No, and I hear you on that. You know, for me and my son, who goes to a lot of these sporting events that I go to as media or just go to as a fan, you know, I've always taught my kids, hey, look, if you got to use the restroom, do it before. You don't want to miss anything in the game. We're here to watch the game. We're not here to take bathroom breaks kind of thing, you know. So, you know, that kind of thing has really never played a part with me. But I get what you're saying, because it is very much like a rock concert. You know, you don't, you know, if I go see Sting, who is like my favorite guy of all time, you know, the Police, I wouldn't want to get up and miss anything. I wouldn't want to miss Roxanne or Fragile or any one of those songs that he would probably do, because the talent is so great. And I hear what you're saying with baseball and it being sped up. I mean, the game that the Red Sox Diamondbacks game that we went to, we were out of there in about 2.5 hours, a little short of 2.5 hours.
I mean, when would you ever thought that a baseball game would be faster than a football game? I mean, with a football game, you actually have time in between plays to, you know, talk to whoever you're with and to talk about it. You know, it's like, oh, you know, you missed him. Oh, my God, here we go, blah, blah, blah. You know, everyone's coming down, and you've got more time in between plays where, granted, you can't necessarily – I mean, every pitch is a play. you know, just like in football, right? There is a play.
Right.
The ball is in play. It's like a snap. And it just seems like it's too fast. You know, there's something about gaming, you know, and you know, like I've talked to in the past, you know, we're going to the park to enjoy ourselves, and I just don't want to be rushed. And it just seems right now that baseball may have kicked it up a little bit too far. And, you know, it's going to take a season or two to shake out, but after a season or two, I'm going to be curious to see where everyone stands on this. You know, have the umpires learned the rules well enough? Have the managers learned them? Have the players learned them? You know, are they gaming too much? Like you said, you know, and have the fans realized what's going on so that they can really enjoy the game now how it can be best enjoyed, because we're used to enjoying it one way of going to the ballpark, get your peanuts, get your beer, get your soda, get your hot dog, get your brat, talk to your buddy, talk to the person next to you. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I go to the ballpark and you leave there with four new friends that you just met. They were sitting around you because you had time just to kind of talk. Excuse me. And now you just don't have that luxury. You know, and I'm just feeling like the game is kind of just had a big need, more than a knee-jerk reaction. The whole body was jerked, and I think it may have gone a little bit too far, Mike.
You know, we're getting close to a break, but talk about being jerked around. The PGA and LIV have merged, and whatever that means for those two entities, it certainly set off a firestorm earlier in the week. What are your thoughts on LIV?
Well, I would say let's make this a tease for either the next break or the next hour. But I will say this: I've got a lot to say about LIV. I've got a lot to say about the PGA. Rory right now is going to try and go three RBCs in a row up in Canada, and then have the momentum to come here to Los Angeles next week for the U.S. Open. But right now, I think this is a case of nice guys finishing last. And those nice guys really didn't step up, I think, and make a case for themselves. And the nicest one of all, Rory McIlroy, kind of is embracing it in a way. I was expecting a lot more out of him and saying, you know, with the sea, it's money, it's good, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I've got reservations. But he really didn't go after it the way he's gone after it this past year. And how ironic that it was like a year ago at the RBC when this all really started to go down, and here we are 1 year later. What a difference a year makes. So I've got a lot more to talk about this, Mike. I think we should save it for like the other side of a break. We got that set coming up real soon.
Yeah, no, I mean, I hear you. We can kind of tease it for next hour, but I mean, you hit on plenty of things there that I'm feeling as well, especially with Rory. I think Rory speaks for a lot of people, a lot of PGA fans that just are looking at all this and just saying, how many hypocrites can you fit into a building? You know, they talk about being loyal, but at the same time, they're going to get in bed with people that they didn't want to have anything to do with, you know, but we can get to that. I believe I hear the music there. It's the weekend edition of the Dorf on Sports show. I'm Mike Wilson. Mitch Dorf is on board today, but we will be back after these words.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Welcome back in, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I am joined by Mitch Dorf this weekend. Andy, the LeBron James of media, is on vacation to parts unknown, so we all hope that he is having a safe and enjoyable break. Mitch, you know, we've talked with John Poulter about the Stanley Cup Final. We've talked Major League Baseball with him. Heck, you and I even did our own little segment on Major League Baseball, and we talked about Liv a little bit. Is there anything you need to get off of that chest of yours that we haven't talked about that you're looking forward to in hour two?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you keep calling Andy Dorf the LeBron James. I mean, I'm on the phone with MJ, Michael J. Wilson. Are you kidding me? The GOAT of sports talk radio. Please, Michael, give yourself a little credit here. This may be Andy's house, but we're trying our best not to burn it down. But come on now. Give yourself a break here. You're killing it, my bud. There's a ton of stuff. And by the way, there's a couple jokers that I think we need to talk about. One in particular who's about to win something. So I think next hour we need to talk about some jokers. And I think we're going to talk about, we may even touch, believe it or not, Mission Santa Monica might even touch on soccer. Even though my buddy MJ and Andy have no idea who Ted Lasso is, we still may talk about that Man U win. So we got a lot to talk about in the next hour, and hope that we may maybe even get some people to call in. 1-800-878-7529, people. Call us. Give us a line. We're here for you, man. We want to talk some sports. The NFL's around the corner, too, so let's see, you're here with Mrs. Santa Monica, Michael J., MJ, the GOAT of sports talk radio, while LeBron is out there lollygagging three sheets to the wind trying to get himself together.
Yeah, we will come back for hour two after this. Once again, this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back after these words, everybody. Come back.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Former President Trump says his latest indictment is driving up his poll numbers. He spoke in Columbus one day after the Justice Department unsealed a 37-count indictment against him, alleging he mishandled classified documents after leaving office.
This vicious persecution is a travesty of justice.
A political expert weighs in on what the GOP will do next. Jerry Barmash reports.
While Donald Trump maintains a strong lead among his party, only a select few challengers have decided to take on Trump. St. Peter's University political science professor Alan Sanders tells me the Republicans face a dilemma.
It's not clear what they intended to do even before these indictments came down. It's not clear what they stand for.
Trump is expected at a Miami courthouse on Tuesday.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has endorsed Republican candidate Ron DeSantis for president, calling him a strong and principled leader who could unwind the disastrous liberal mandates of the Biden administration. The Florida governor on his visit to Oklahoma also received the endorsements of a former state congressman and 20 state lawmakers. President Biden will hold his first reelection campaign next weekend in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. Here's Brad Siegel.
The president will attend a political rally with union members in Philadelphia June 17th. Biden has frequently highlighted his ties and support for labor unions, referring to himself as the most pro-union president in American history. The Laborers International Union of North America, that's a major construction union, endorsed Biden's reelection bid this week. Democrats have won Pennsylvania's 20 electoral college votes in five of the six presidential elections since 2000, with the last two carrying razor-thin margins.
The president praised the LGBTQ community at a pride celebration at the White House.
You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. And you belong.
It was the largest ever at the White House. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-XELJANZ.
Part of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia has collapsed after a tanker truck caught fire this morning. Derek Bomer, battalion chief with the Philadelphia Fire Department, says the damage is extensive.
We did have a collapse of 95, okay, on the northbound side, okay. And the southbound side is compromised by heavy fire. It looked like we had a lot of heat and heavy fire.
The fire started under an overpass and spread to the interstate above. There's no word on injuries, if other vehicles were involved, or how long the interstate will be closed. America's most prolific bomber has died.
Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was found dead in his prison cell at the age of 81. He'd been moved to a medical facility in North Carolina in December of 2021 due to his failing health. Kaczynski evaded capture for nearly 20 years and was known as America's most prolific bomber. Here's former FBI Special Agent Clint Watts.
He was sending mail bombs, I think as late as the 1970s, going well into the 1990s, if I remember correctly. And it was during the era when we were worried about domestic terrorism.
Kaczynski's 16 bombings resulted in three deaths and more than two dozen injuries before he was finally arrested in 1996. I'm John Schaefer.
A Southern California high school teacher is on administrative leave after a controversial lesson in the classroom. A video reportedly shows the teacher discussing sexual pleasures. It went on social media last week and has now over 1 million views. Parents believe the lesson was too explicit for the classroom. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Mike Wilson. Welcome back to the second hour of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am joined this week by Mitch in Santa Monica, MISM. And look, the second hour, I mean, we've already talked Stanley Cup, baseball again, LIV Golf, PGA. And like Mitch said last hour, we have a couple of jokers to talk about. One of them is out there in Paris, and the other one is a little closer to us here in Denver, about to win some things and looking good in the NBA playoffs. Real quick, Mitch, what are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, turn on the TV. If you're not listening to MJ and Mitch in Santa Monica, Joker's in the third set trying to win his 23rd Grand Slam. I can't believe you, MJ and MISM are going to talk tennis without Andy Dorf. Are you kidding me? This house is Mike just burned down after this segment, but there's definitely a lot of jokers going on right now. Love the one in Denver, and I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen at Roland Garros in a few minutes here. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're going to be talking something about that. We are missing the expert on in tennis, but stay with us on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Everybody, we'll be right back after the commercial. Stick with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Check out CollectibleExchange.com and use code RADIO20 for 20% off between now and Father's Day. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's code RADIO20 at CollectibleExchange.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. Once again, I am joined this week by the one and only Mitch Dorf out there in Santa Monica, living that good SoCal lifestyle out there. But look, hey, you know, we've gone a whole hour, a little over an hour. We haven't touched, we're about to, but we haven't touched the NBA Finals yet. And Mitch, I want to get your feeling on just what you thought of, well, we all know what you thought about the NBA playoffs so far. Like, you've been bored off of your butt half the time. But these NBA Finals, what are you thinking about in terms of just how strong Denver's been, the Joker, what's gone wrong for Miami and Jimmy Buckets, just your overall feelings, and we'll kind of deep dive after that.
Well, I'm actually really enjoying watching these games. They aren't as unwatchable as the prelims, if you want to call them, leading up to it, where we discussed a lot that it seems like the NBA playoffs was just too watered down, even though you have a play-in, you know, you have Miami coming in and you know, Milwaukee's out and Boston's out. But you look at Denver and the Joker and Jamal Murray, but, you know, the guy who's really seems to be now pulling this all together is Aaron Gordon. And from what you're talking about and what you read about is, like, this guy is, like, he's like the glue to the team, which I really didn't know of until this past game. You know, I'm not a big Nuggets fan, not really following them until kind of where we're at right now, just because they were doing their thing all year, being, you know, one of the best teams. And to see the performance that Gordon has done, we know that Joker makes everyone on his team a better player. And I don't think it's not what Miami isn't doing. Miami made an adjustment in game two, and ever since then, you know, Denver, it's been really Denver is just controlling the ball, and it all goes through Djokovic going off. Was it game three? He went 30-20-10 to set a record. So a lot of this, you know, is, I don't think it has to do with Miami isn't doing. It's really what Denver is doing. Both teams made adjustments in games two and game three, And then Denver continued in game. We'll see what happens after this. But I've said it's going five. So I know what Andy Dorf on Sports was kind of wish-washy in his pick. Although, well, let's see if I get a text about that. But I said going is going to be five, and it looks like that's what's going to happen on Monday night.
Right. Now, look, I tend to agree with you that it's not necessarily what Miami isn't doing. It's that Denver is so deep. Denver can bring guys off the bench that are just instant offense, or they can lock you down. And just the schemes that they're doing. You mentioned Joker's bringing the ball up the floor. Now, one, he's been doing that a lot during the season, and if you've been paying attention to the playoffs, yeah, like the offense is flowing through Djokovic. And so, and he is a point center. He has such good ball handling skills for a big man, while at the same time almost kind of being a classic big man. He'll take you down low and he'll bang bodies with you, and he doesn't mind that. It almost seems like he prefers it, you know, depending on the situation in the game, and going down there and just banging your body and getting himself to his spot on the low post in the middle of the lane. Now, look, you know, in game two, Miami went to that zone, and the zone has worked for them quite well during the regular season, or quite well during the postseason. I mean, Boston couldn't figure out the zone, and it was so frustrating to me to watch my Celtics just wither underneath a zone that Miami was throwing at them. Like, have these guys ever played high school basketball before? Holy smokes. There's a few ways you can attack a zone. Denver's figured it out. We're going to put Gordon up top. We're going to put Jokic at the top. We'll flash somebody in the middle. And then once that zone kind of creeps up to defend the guy in the middle, you got cutters coming in from behind, kind of backdooring it a little bit. And Joker's just diming it to an Aaron Gordon, to a Michael Porter Jr., to a Jamal Murray even, you know. And look, Murray, I don't know. Like, people talk about the best combos in the league. We're looking at it in Joker and Murray, in my opinion, right now. And it's been something that's been in the works for a long time. They've been playing together for a long time. They know how or where each person likes to get the ball. They just have such a good chemistry. It is so fun to see. But you're right about Aaron Gordon. Like, I've been telling everybody, I'm like, Gordon, he came in the league from University of Arizona. He was a high flyer. He was an up and down guy. He's getting dunks. He was in that classic dunk contest a few years back. I believe it was 2016. But now he's put on muscle. Like, he's kind of a tough guy, and he guarded LeBron. He's taken on Jimmy Buckets. I mean, he's guarded probably the most difficult player to guard on each team that they face going through the playoffs. Meanwhile, getting 10 to 15 points, getting 8 to 10 rebounds, and just making life difficult for that team that they're playing. And right now that team is Miami, and you just wonder, does Miami have anything left in the tank? They know they're down 3-1. They know their back's up against the wall. So, you know, What do you think Miami shows up with on, you know, Sunday night?
Well, I think Miami's going to bring whatever they can. The only thing is that, and you mentioned this a little bit, Nikola Jokic reminds me of the 1980 Magic Johnson, I believe it was Game 6, when Jabbar was injured. And I'll never forget when they win the championship and Brett Musburger says, Magic Johnson starts at center, plays forward and guard, MVP, world champion. Nikola Jokic is basically starts at center and plays forward and guard. I mean, except for he is the true center. He's like Magic Johnson, but in reverse. He can do everything, and it's just whether he's burying 30-footers or going down low and then making an assist. I mean, it was crazy. The thing was, is that he only had 4 assists in the last game, but a lot of them had to do because there were fouls and just missed opportunities. He could have easily had another triple-double. But when Jokic is on, which I don't know when he's not on, he just has the attitude. He just seems to bring it that I just don't think that Miami, no matter what they do, fall back in the zone, great. Then they're going to go to the perimeter. I think this thing is pretty much done. You know, I hate to say it, you know, Heat fans and Panther fans, you know, we're done in five, and that's going to be it. But, you know, I don't know what the answer is to Jokic. You know, I mean, you can't go and play, you know, 70s, 19 Pistons ball, you know, and Celtics ball. You can't get away with any of that anymore. So what do you do with a guy like that that can literally go from baseline to baseline and score? It's just, it's great. It's so much fun to see. And what an incredible attitude. Just to hear him talk. And now it's not about him. It's never about him. It's all about him, but he makes it not about him. And it's refreshing. It's wonderful to see, you know, the league expansion globally. We've seen all these international players come in and affect the league in a very positive way, whether it's a Dirk Nowitzki, and now it's a Nikola Jokic, and there's a lot in between. I mean, it's just wonderful to see that, Mike. You know, as much as the Heat might be dropping back in the zone and they figured that out in game two, I don't know what the next answer is, what you can do to adjust it to stop Jokic and the Nuggets.
Yeah, hey, look, we will get back to that thought when we come back from break. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Mitch Dorf coming at you. Come back after the break, everybody.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I'm rolling with Mitch Dorf this weekend, otherwise known as MISM, Mitch in Santa Monica. We are breaking down, talking about the NBA Finals, which right now, I mean, if you're paying attention, the Denver Nuggets are up 3-1 with Game 5 coming back to Denver. Denver is on the verge of its first ever NBA championship. I have been somewhat vocal about being on the Nugget bandwagon for the championship series. I know, Mitch, I know Andy was a little shocked at that. He's like, I thought you'd be rooting for Miami since they knocked out your Celtics. And I'm like, yeah, no, that doesn't work. If I told Andy, and I tell a lot of people this, if it ain't the Celtics or the Bucks, because I'll roll with your team as well, I choose the team that's close to the West Coast because I'm a West Coast guy. So, and it's just kind of how I do things. And I'm very happy for Denver. I'll be very happy for Denver if they get the title in Game 5. But, you know, look, we were talking about the Joker, Nikola Jokic, and just how good he is. And you know, Andy and I have talked several times about, let's just admit that the media got it wrong when they voted for the MVP of the league. And they voted for Embiid. They got Embiid as the MVP. For whatever reason, Jokic, to me, to Andy, to probably to you two, is probably the real MVP of the league. But at some point, you got to look at the upper management at Denver and go, you know what? This almost didn't happen. Jokic was a late second-round pick. He was also there with Jusuf Nurkić, who is now a Portland Trailblazer. They had like a two-headed monster there for a little bit, and they made the choice to get rid of Nurkić and keep the Joker. And look how well it's paying dividends. But, you know, just you wonder what Miami is going to do. What else can they do to try to take Joker out? Because here's the thing, Mitch. Game 4, Joker was in foul trouble. He was in some serious foul trouble. He had 5 fouls. What did Denver do? It didn't look like they even blinked an eye. They're like, all right, we don't have our guy, but we got a bunch of other guys that can fill in very well, make some shots, make some threes, get to the free throw line, and they kept their cool, and they won with Nurkić, or not with Nurkić, with the Joker sitting on the bench for long stretches because of foul trouble. I think that's going to benefit them coming down the stretch if the game is close in Denver, knowing that they could win without the Joker necessarily being in the mix all the time. What do you think?
Well, MJ, I've got some breaking news here. For those of you who are recording, you can turn down your radio dial. But Novak Djokovic, 7-6, 6-3, 7-5, your 23rd Grand Slam title and new French Open winner. I mean, talk about one Joker. You know, there he is, the top of the tennis field. We can't let this go by. This just happened, but right. You know, from one Joker to another, you know, what an incredible feat. I'll just get off it for a while here, but 23 Grand Slams. He's the new king of tennis. I mean, I know Andy Dorf is the king of the court, but he's not the king of tennis. That lies with Novak Djokovic. So, incredible just to watch that. I was able to see it right while we're in break, see him win match points, but I'm just kind of getting over that, just seeing the emotion. That's pretty amazing to watch, but to your point about the other Joker, you know, because we've got two, and it's so silly that we call them actually, you know, Jokers, because they're the farthest thing from it. These guys are the king of their sport. Now, Nikola, you know, we talk about him And all of the triple doubles, you know, that he has accumulated. He does this. You know, if you look at what he did in the regular season, Mike, you know, he was 24 and a half, 11.8 rebounds, and 9.8 assists. He basically, you know, he was 0.2 of an assist away from averaging a triple double. So, you know, he's done a Westbrook thing, but he's doing it as a freaking big man. I mean, you know, come on now. It's just really fun to watch. And you know, God bless the Heat, man. You figured it out for one game, but I just can't see how they are going to be able to muster out another game. I know I got a lot of friends in South Florida that may be listening. Shout out to you guys there if you're there, you Heat fans. You know, bring it. But, you know, I think Colin McGregor kind of, when he punched out the lights of your mascot, that's pretty much what the Denver Nuggets are doing right now.
Yeah, no, look, that's a good analogy, Mitch, with Conor McGregor. I would tend to agree with that analogy. And right now, Denver's throwing all the haymakers, you know. And, you know, we talk a lot about, can a team deliver the knockout blow? You know, and right now Denver's hasn't knocked him out yet, but they've delivered plenty of big blows to the Miami Heat. And I think one of the keys that I've seen in this series is that, you know, you take out game two a little bit because, I mean, I'm not so sure if that was a Miami win or Denver just lost it. Because they were at home, they were up by 15 or 16, and they did a Boston thing. They let Miami come back into the game, and then it got close, and Miami made some shots, and Denver simply didn't. So, you know, the toughest game to win, Mitch, you know this, is the knockout game. You know, to win a series, to win the championship, that's always – in a seven-game series, that's always the toughest game to get. I suspect that Miami's going to come out and try and throw a haymaker to start the game. Get off the schneid, get off and get a good start, play some solid defense, get some turnovers off that defense, get some easy buckets. That's what they're going to try and do. Because at the end of the day, here's what Denver can do. What, Jokic is 7 foot, Aaron Gordon is 6'10", Michael Porter Jr. is like 6'9 or 6'10". You know, they got a couple other guys that are 6'7", 6'8". Denver is just big. They are big all around. And that you can't coach height. You're right. So, you know, the only way for Miami to really kind of stick around. The longer they stick around in game five, the better it could be for them. But they got to get off they got to get off quick, and they got to get off good in terms of turning defense into offense, holding Jokic to somewhat pedestrian numbers to start the game. But you know, what are your thoughts there? I mean, is that the key to success for Miami, or is it gonna have to be something else?
Well, coming from someone who's vertically challenged, you can't coach height, like you said. Now, going back to game two, if you remember, Miami did come out very strong, and they pretty much dominated that first quarter, except for right at the very end, right? And then it was a seesaw battle. So in some sense, you know, game two is probably the best watchable game. The rest of them, pretty much Denver has been dominating, and it has a lot to do with their height, it has to do with Jokic. But I think really it comes down to if you can figure out a way to physically take, you know, chop down the trees. You know, like I said this earlier in the hour, we're not going to be playing, you know, you can't play Piston ball, you can't play Celtic ball. You know, that doesn't work anymore. You know, things that we've seen, you know, replays, it's so funny, you go on YouTube and you see some of these stuff posted and you go like, wow, they actually got away with that stuff, and it wasn't that long ago. You're not going to be able to get away with it. So Jokic is going to remember, as I just said, he averages a triple-double. So he's probably going to get that. So now what do you got to do? You know, given that, okay, he's going to get his 30. and he's going to, you know, he'll get his dozen rebounds, and he's probably going to get, you know, 8 or 9, maybe 12 assists. You got to make sure that you pound those other guys and don't, and, you know, as they did in the last game, not let Jokic, not let him get those assists and pound them and be physical. Send them to the line or what you got to do, but just put them on the ground. And if, you know, you got to have guys take some fouls. I really think it's got to become more of a physical game, you know, kind of like what happened at the end of the hockey game. You just got to, like, let it all out and, you know, see what happens from there, because just to make this a finesse thing, Denver's gonna eat them alive. And that has a lot to do with the height, and has a tremendous amount to do with the talent and the team leadership with the Joker.
Right, right. Look, and you know, the media made a point of if Joker has like 40 or more points, like their record is not that good. So if you can turn Denver into the Jokic show, I guess if you're Miami, that's what you may want to do in terms of points with the Joker, because then he's not getting everybody else involved. But once again, if the Joker has, and I saw the stat, if it's over like 5 or 6 assists, it's game over. It's just absolutely game over. I hear the music. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll be back after these words. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Mitch Dorf coming at you. Come on back, people. We got a lot more to talk about.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is Ron Barr. Father's Day was always special for me and my dad. We'd go to a ball game, maybe go fishing, or even take a trip. They were the things that made Father's Day unique and unforgettable for us. I've got a suggestion that will make it the same for you and your dad. Give him the Omaha Steaks, Dad's favorite grill pack. I can't think of a better way to celebrate his day than barbecuing with your dad. Just visit omahasteaks.com, type in sports in the search bar, and order the Dad's Favorite Grill Pack for just $99.99, and you'll get 8 free burgers. I've tasted all of this from Omaha Steaks, and I guarantee you'll like it, and so will your dad. Give your dad more than just a gift. Send him an experience he can share with you. Don't give your dad something electronic or a book or a tie. Just go to omahasteaks.com and order the dad's favorite grill pack today. You'll save over 60% plus receive 8 free burgers with your order. It'll be a Father's Day your dad and you will always remember. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword sports.
Back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I am joined by Mitch Dorf, who I know that Mitch is having a little bit of a tough time. He got dropped or something. He's trying to get back into the show. So if he's there, let's get him back on real quick. Mitch and I are kind of in agreement here. I think we both think that Miami is going to, or not Miami, but Denver is going to win this series in game five. I think it's a gentleman sweep kind of deal. And we've gone into detail about Jokic and Murray and the size that Denver has. And it's just, sometimes, look, you just get beat by a better team. And I don't think there's too many people out there that are going to disagree with Mitch or I in saying that Denver's been the better team. I think I hear Mitch. Mitch, you there?
I sure am, Mike. I don't know what happened, but, things happened. But, Denver's the better team. But I would want to bring something up. We see our time is dwindling, and I'm not sure if you caught the 30 for 30 this past Tuesday, the double episode. The luckiest man in the world, the feature on Bill Walton. I mean, it was fantastic. If you haven't seen it, people, this Tuesday will be the other two parts of this four-part documentary on one of the legends of sport, not basketball. And this series dives into so much of what Bill Walton is. It has, basketball is the big drop. There's a ton of what UCLA and Coach Wooden meant to him. And we're going to see what happens as we go forward in the series. That 1977 Blazer team, one of my all-time favorite basketball teams that wasn't a Milwaukee Buck. In some way, I was 14, so it was really, I couldn't appreciate the 71 Bucks. I couldn't appreciate necessarily the 70, even the 76 Bucks. But that 77 Blazer team, watching the Mountain Man, Bill Walton, come in and go down two games to Philadelphia. And I remember in seventh grade during gym class on the basketball court, I made a $5 bet with my classmate, and I said, I'm taking the Blazers. We made a $5 bet, two 14-year-olds. And the guy still owes me the $5. He never paid me back for that bet because the Blazers come back, and I just love that team. Marquette alum Maurice Lucas is on that team. It was just – and then, of course, yep. Jack Ramsey. And then the thing about this series, the backdrop, the musical backdrop of the Grateful Dead – he's the only person who has really been allowed to take that catalog and just use it. The Grateful Dead wrote, and Robert Hunter has basically written the songbook of America, and Bill Walton uses it, and the editors and those who produce the show use it to tell his story in such an incredible manner, to tell you what a long, strange trip it's been for this incredible individual who's battled so many things between speech impediments and all the social issues that he went after, and being a vegetarian, and all the things that he went up against. We haven't even gone into the series of his Celtics years and what happens to that. And I'm looking forward to seeing that and maybe get a behind-the-scenes look of what happened when he invited the Grateful Dead to a Boston Celtics game. I don't know if you remember that, Mike. And then the Grateful Dead invited all the Celtics to the Garden for a concert. I'm sure we're going to get a nice backdrop of that, of something that, we always knew about. And I remember Mickey Hart in a music video of Touch of Grey wore a Celtics jacket because, the Celtics became the Grateful Dead team. And the Grateful Dead became the Celtics, music team, or music love. And it was so much fun to watch it. I cannot tell you how much I'm looking forward to seeing the next two episodes, Mike.
No, Mitch, I'm right there with you. And in terms of what your thoughts are on on Bill Walton. And you, Mitch, you know, I get around. And I go to media days, and I go to football media days, basketball media days, tournaments, this, that, and the other thing. And any time that I've gone to the Pac-12 basketball, men's basketball media day, I have got to meet Bill Walton in person every single time. I have multiple pictures with him. This past time, I got to sit down with him, talk with him, and – you know what? It's one of those things, Mitch, where if you get to meet someone like a Bill Walton, who is such a – he was a phenomenal high school player, basketball player, one of the best college basketball players of all time at UCLA. And then his career probably didn't go as well as he wanted it to. I mean, he got a title in Boston, and then he led my hometown Portland Trailblazers, you know, to their one and only title in 1977 when I was just a wee lad of 7 years old. And, you know, he is legendary around Portland. He is legendary around the Northwest, in Southern California, and in just in the college basketball world. And it was one of those things, Mitch, where I asked him maybe five questions, and he just went on. And he was telling stories. And, Mitch, I just sat there and was just mesmerized and just soaked in the stories that he told about playing for Wooden, about what it meant to him winning a championship for Portland against the Philadelphia 76ers and Dr. J and Daryl Dawkins and, you know, that whole team, and what it meant to be a Boston Celtic playing with the big three there, with Parrish, McHale, and Bird. And, you know, the stories that he told me about Bird, I just sat there. I mean, I laughed, like openly laughed and just smiled. You know, anybody that listens to the show knows I'm a Celtic fan. So I was kind of a kid in a candy store kind of thing, listening to these stories. And I know there's a lot of people that don't like him for the way that he announces games or analyzes games. He goes off on tangents and all that. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen, here's what I see behind the scenes with Walton, because I have access, and he comes to so many Pac-12 games. He loves the Pac-12. He interacts with the kids, with the students. I saw him at Arizona State leading the band in warmups and all that kind of stuff before the game started. He will take a picture. He will stop and talk to anybody. He is not, a lot of people look at it like he's just a bad guy. He's not a bad guy. And this documentary, Mitch, like you said, is showing the world what he had to go through in terms of some personal stuff. And it's one of those things where, you know, you mentioned the stuttering, all that kind of thing. So, you know, I have the utmost respect for Mr. Walton, to say the least.
Well, MJ, you haven't lived unless you went to a Grateful Dead show in the 80s or 90s, or in a Dead and Company show recently, and got a seat behind Bill Walton. And it didn't just happen to me last year at Shoreline, where we were right behind Bill and his sons and their wives. Well, it happened to be in 93 at the sports arena here in L.A. when we were behind him. But what was really hysterical, and I will text you the picture when we're done of what happened last year. But so in 2015, when Dead & Company started in October, this was after the Fear of the Well shows, they played here at the Forum for New Year's, we were we had nice seats. We were kind of on the side, but my kids were down on the floor with a friend, and they were kind of the back of the middle part. There was like a reserve section, and in front there's a GA section. So my friend's kids are kind of tall, and they're in the back there, and Walton is dead center, right in the back with his thing. You know, doing his things, outstretched arms. He's watching the show, and my daughter, she's kind of into it, but doesn't really, you know, know all the music and whatnot. And my friend's daughter and my daughter are there, and they're talking, right? And Bill leads down to them in the middle of the song, puts his index finger, taps him on the shoulder, puts his index finger to his lips, and goes, and you can just hear him, "Shh, we're in church." "We're in church," which is exactly what his wife says about him when he's at a show like that. "You're in church." And he said that to my daughter and his friend, and it's the most hysterical thing. We talk about it all the time. And he did it with a smile. In fact, I talked, there was at that show, my friend's son, who's tall, was standing in front of Bill. And I saw him last night, and we were talking about this and about the documentary, and he said, during the show, there was this guy kind of dancing, and he bounces into my friend's son, who then bounced back into Bill. And my friend's son said, "The guy, stop," and the guy was being a jerk. And then Bill reaches over my friend's son. My friend's son's 6 feet, grabs the guy. He said, "Buddy, out of here." And the guy just split, you know? You're around him. You're there about being a part of the music. You want to be a part of who he is. He is the most kindest, gentlest guy, but he also knows, it's like, dude, this is my church. When I'm at the shows or when I'm on the court, this is my passion. He talks about it in the documentary, and it's so great, man. I just love those two episodes, and I'm really looking forward to Tuesday night.
Yeah, look, hey, you know, there's nothing like these 30 for 30s. ESPN, you know, you can say what you want about ESPN as a company now and different controversies and all that, but the one thing that they have done well for a number of years now are these 30 for 30s. And it really gives you an in-depth look. It gives you a human look at some of these stories behind some of these athletes and some of these other issues that have popped up in the world of sports over the course of time. And I look forward to, like you said, I look forward to these last two episodes with Bill Walton. I mean, I remember asking Walton, I go, "Walton, you know," I said, "Mr. Walton, is Larry Bird the greatest trash talker you've ever seen?" And he's like, there's a second place. He goes, "Mike, there's a second place, but it is far behind." And he told me some stories in practice about Bird talking trash to McHale. You know, McHale had scored 56 in a game, and it was like the Celtic record. And he said Bird went up to him and just went, "You didn't score enough because I'm going to beat it in a week." And like 10 days later, he got the record against the Hawks, and he goes up to McHale after the game. He goes, "I told you, you should have been more selfish, Kevin. You should have scored more points and made it a little tougher on me." And then he'd tell me some stories about, you know, Maurice Lucas, the enforcer, you know, because I told him, I'm like, "Look, I'm from Portland," and he just went, "Ah," he goes, "I love that city, the city of roses," you know, and I just smiled. But he told me, he goes, "Yeah, Luke wasn't afraid to put people on his own team on their ass in practice." And he goes, "Maurice Lucas was one of the toughest guys I've ever played against in my career." But he goes, "I loved Lucas. I hear the music. We got to take a break."
And Mike, by the way, Mike, didn't he name Luke after Maurice Lucas?
Yeah, he did. He named his own son.
There you go.
We'll come back after the break. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, everybody. Stay tuned. Come on back, people.
We'll be right back. This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Once again, my name is Mike Wilson. I've been joined this week by Mitch Dorf. Mitch, we've reached one. It's been a pleasure working with you today. You've done great. This has been a great show. Two, we're at that point in the show where it's final takes. You're up first, my man.
Well, my first final take is thank you, Mike, for inviting me. And thank you, Andy, for allowing me to come into this space that you guys have created every week. It's nice to be here. I hope we didn't burn it down. It's, they're going to be around when Andy gets back. My parting shot is this, and I talked to him a little bit about it. What the PGA has done this week is absolutely deplorable. I think it's going to revolutionize all of sports by bringing in the Saudi money. I think you're going to see Roger Goodell is laughing. I think he's going to be coming into the NBA. It's going to be coming to the NFL, into the Major League Baseball. And it's going to be, there's going to be nothing they're going to be able to do about it. It's kind of like gambling. When gambling just started to come in, it's now taking over, and that's all you see on the TV. Is everything is about gambling and sports. It's terrible. It's obnoxious. It's disgusting. What the human rights violations with the Saudis, the how their transgressions against women, Khashoggi, and all that. It makes me sick. I hope that Rory wins tonight, and I hope that Rory goes on and wins the U.S. Open next week in Los Angeles. So, you know what? And then the PGA survives, and maybe it is better, but, God, I don't see an end to it.
Hey, look, my final take is Denver, get ready, because you're going to win this baby in Game 5. For everybody around Dorfong Sports Weekend Edition, I'm Mike Wilson. Thank you, John Coulter. Thank you, Mitch Dorf. We will see you next weekend. Goodbye, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.